A U.S. House committee passed legislation yesterday that would speed up the permitting process for Shell Oil to drill off Alaska's coast. The bill, pushed by Republicans, gained the support of five Democrats and passed the Energy and Commerce Committee 34-14. It would force the Environmental Protection Agency to move on permits and would loosen air pollution standards for offshore drilling projects. It also blocks challenges of some air permits to the EPA's Environmental Appeals Board. Shell says its plans for drilling offshore in the Arctic have been hamstrung by the permitting process, but federal officials say it's up to the company to comply with regulations before it gets the green light. Yesterday at a House subcommittee hearing, a Republican congressman from Ohio, Representative Bill Johnson, accused the Obama administration of being incompetent. He asked Shell Executive Vice President David Lawrence why he thinks permits have had delays. Lawrence said it's a problem of coordination and money.
The first is the coordination between the different agencies so that the right hand knows what the left hand is doing and assures that we are able to actually get timely delivery of those permits.
That's the competency issue.
The second thing, and that's the coordination issue. The second thing has been brought up, and I do think it's quite important that these agencies are properly resourced, to be clear, such that they can operate and go through these permits in a timely manner.
Representative Johnson disagreed that permitting departments need more funding or staff and repeated his claim that it's intentional. But the top Democrat on the Energy Committee, Representative Harry Waxman, says Shell's permits have not been ping-ponged back and forth. Despite Democratic objections, the bill pushing for a faster permitting process off Alaska's coast will now go to the House floor, where it's likely to pass.